Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts abortion advocates and activists are watching to see if there will be an influx of people from other states coming here for abortions, now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. The closest places with highly restrictive abortion laws or bans are West Virginia and Ohio, but some people are already coming to Massachusetts. Shoshana Ehrlich was once an attorney working on issues related to abortion. For many years, she's been teaching and writing about those issues as a professor of women's gender and sexuality studies at UMass Boston. Ehrlich told WBUR's Lisa Mullins there are a lot of legal uncertainties stemming from the dramatic change to the abortion landscape across the country, and she hopes Massachusetts will take further steps to help those seeking and providing abortions here.
The question is, what happens if someone seeks to travel to Massachusetts from a state where abortion is banned? Whether states can apply their laws extraterritorially. So whether Missouri can prosecute a provider in Massachusetts who performs an abortion for one of its own residents. And people are really debating this, and there's a split among legal experts. And states like Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, New York are really trying to get out in front of this and hold themselves out as making abortion available for both residents and non-residents. But I don't think anyone can be positive of how a dispute would play out.
The state Senate has a budget amendment that would make it harder to collect a fine imposed by a court in, say, Texas, for example, and would shield provider licenses and insurance rates from out-of-state judgments. We should say that you are outspoken about this yourself.
I think it's 100%. I applaud the lawmakers. You know, I think Massachusetts is in the process of really putting us out as a state, saying this is wrong. It's against the public policy of our state to deny abortion care. No one, I don't think, can guarantee 100% certainty as to whether these protections will fully stick. I mean, there's not been a lot of litigation around this issue. So all of the anti-abortion law firms, et cetera, are going to be seeking to challenge these kind of, quote, sanctuary state protections. So there's looming legal battles to be had.
And how fortified is Massachusetts to fight those battles when compared with states like Connecticut or New York?
I think we're moving in a very strong direction. In terms of what the Beyond Roe Coalition and lawmakers are advancing, I think Massachusetts has a lot to be proud of.
Professor Ehrlich, one of the things I know you want is for Massachusetts to basically put its flag up and say, this is a safe haven. This is where you can come if you're seeking an abortion and you can't get it in your own state. How beyond the law would you see that being done?
So I think that one of the things beyond the law itself, although it would come through the law, is setting up funding to make sure that there is backup for those who are seeking to come to Massachusetts. There is going to be funding for the first time in this budget amendment going to 3 state abortion funds. I believe other states are working on setting up more sort of permanent structures. And so I think to really take a bold stance and to put money where our mouth is about saying it is the public policy of our state that abortion is funded and protected, whether you are a Massachusetts resident or coming from out of state.
Shoshana Ehrlich, professor of women's gender and sexuality studies at UMass Boston, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's really been a pleasure to talk with you today.